Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, October 14th. It was chilly in Chicago. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. We are working the early shift on WGN Radio. More than 3 million people live in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant, good morning. Do you have a Bears hangover today?
Oh, yeah. They played like they really personally wanted me to lose $25. I think. I finally got up enough nerve to use that betting site that Dave talks about and lost $25.
It's all legal, though.
Yeah, it's all legal.
let's talk about this place called the Fat Shack.
Yeah, it's interesting for me because I'm trying to expand my horizons a little bit and some of the things the kids are talking about. And so I've been kind of addicted to TikTok the last few weeks.
Oh, no kidding.
And so I got my first recommendation from TikTok. There's a guy named, his handle is Da Fattest Ninja, mm-hmm. and he talks about different restaurants, including a lot around Chicago, and this guy, when he talks about restaurants, he gets really super excited about it, so it caught my attention.
And it is Da Fattest, D-A.
Yeah, right? D-A, mm-hmm. Da Fattest Ninja.
Okay.
And so he was talking about a restaurant called the Fat Shack a couple weeks ago, and I decided that anything with the name Fat Shack, I should check out. So I went down. It's at 2140 North Clybourne. It's a real little place.
I've driven by it. I've never been in there. I've seen it, though, on that corner.
I've driven by it, and I never noticed it. But, yeah, it's right on the little corner next to there's a mall there. Mm-hmm. And it's a little place. It's got a few tables, and you can sit at the window, you know, stools and a counter at the window.
Looks like it used to be maybe a gas station there or something.
Something. Yeah, I don't know. Or an old hot dog stand. I'm not sure.
2140 North Clybourne.
Right. And all right, so I broke it down into appetizers. But the first thing, appetizer, sandwiches, and desserts. First thing you got to understand, though, is everything's fried.
Everything.
Everything's fried at the Fat Shack. No salads. So,
hence the name Fat Jack.
Yeah, I mean, you go in there, you're looking. Their slogan is "Late Night Done Right." So they're open late, and they're obviously looking for the stumbling out of the bar crowd.
I see.
Although there's not a whole lot of bars right around there, but you know, still.
Mm-hmm.
So their appetizers, they had poppers and onion rings and chicken fingers. But my daughter ordered chicken fingers and fries, which is an appetizer. But it was so big, she couldn't even finish it.
It's just an appetizer?
That's just, yeah, it's under the appetizers list, and it's chicken fingers with fries. First of all, and that's another thing, is you can order things a la carte, but everything usually comes with something else piled on top of it. So you got
all fried.
All fried. So they have a sandwich called the Fat Shack Sandwich, which is a Philly steak it's got Philly steak on it, it's got French fries on it, it's got cheese sticks on it. And chicken fingers, all on the same sandwich.
But they call it a Philly?
It's called the Fat Shack Sandwich, so it's got a little bit of everything in it.
Oh, so it's part Philly steak, I get it.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they have burgers, including a monster triple cheeseburger, and they have regular Philly steaks, too, and wings. But if you order their specialty sandwiches, they all come mashed together and... I was going to show you. They have some great names like the Fat Doobie.
I'm afraid to ask what's for dessert here.
Oh, we got to get dessert. And remember, I said everything is fried. So even dessert is fried.
Man,
if you want, you know, everybody, you know, you when you're at these street festivals and every once in a while you want to try a fried Oreo cookie, well, you can get three of them on one order here. You can get a fried Twinkie. And they take a chocolate chip cookie and fry it, which is almost sacrilegious. But
did you try any of these desserts?
I had the Oreos and the Twinkies. I didn't try the chocolate chip cookie. But the Oreos, so the Oreos, they put it in a batter, they fry it, and then they put powdered sugar on top, too, just to make sure that the grease is kind of, you know, soaked up. And they also fry a fried cheesecake. So I have, you know.
Something tells me you didn't take Mrs. Haynes with you on this trip.
I did mention no salads, right? So, she didn't go. Even the wings. Now, the one thing that she would have wanted me to bring back were the wings, because she likes chicken wings, but they're breaded, so that was out. So.
Fat so. Shack, 2140 Fat North Clyburn in Chicago. All right, I can't wait to get to dessert, because you've discovered in your investigation a THC and CBD-infused bakery.
Yeah, I was actually a little worried you would want me to talk about this, but now I see how excited.
Well, you're a police officer. I figure everything's on the up and up here. All right, that's coming up with Lieutenant David Haynes, author of the book A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. A reminder, if you have a restaurant suggestion for the lieutenant, and, you know, he can't always be on TikTok to find out about these great places, you can email him at beatcopsguide@gmail.com, beatcopsguide@gmail.com.
Yeah, we started doing our podcast again at beatcopsguide.net, and we just posted one about living a little analog in a digital world, and taking notes and stuff like that.
So. You cover everything, don't you?
Yeah, it was actually... got me interested.
All right, so this bakery that you investigated, tell us about this.
I probably put more research into this one than I've done in most of them, because I had to check first of all if it was legal.
You don't want to be arresting yourself,
right? So this was called the Buzzed Bakery at 705 West Belden, and that's in Chicago. And first off, there's no parking. Hardly.
It's in the DePaul neighborhood,
yeah,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right in the, yeah. So mm-hmm. All the DePaul kids. That's, now you know why they're. When you send your kids to DePaul, they're going to the Buzz Bakery. So I talked to Zachary Siegel, who started it, and he, you know, he was bouncing around doing cooking. He just got into it. He didn't go to school. He learned it by experience, mm-hmm. and he wanted to actually open a juice bar originally, but he realized when he got to the place that there were 7 juice bars around DePaul, and so he started Buzzed Bakery, and it's a THC and CBD-infused bakery items, and so he learned all the recipes, and he just trial and error came up with some really good recipes. And first, let me say that everything that you can buy there does not have THC in it until you order it special.
I see.
So, like, everything I brought here does not have THC.
Yeah, I'm going to sample some of the items you brought in after 10 o'clock.
Right. Well, I thought about bringing something in and giving it to Control Room Joe and seeing how fast the show went off the rails. But
far out, man.
He doesn't need any help.
But so I tried a few things, but I did not try anything with THC, although I think that I will be, quote, randomly called down to random drug testing to check, so the police department can verify that, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have random drug testing.
Yeah, I know you do. What does this taste like?
Well, okay, so I ordered breakfast tarts. I got breakfast tarts in here, mm-hmm. which are they look like gourmet Pop-Tarts with different toppings on them. And the one I love has cookie crisp cereal. And I was, you ever get to that point where you're an old man and I'm telling this kid who's got this bakery, he's probably in his mid-20s, late-20s, I go, you know, I remember when Cookie Crisp cereal came on the market and we had to beg our parents to get it. I sound like an old man.
You're that guy now.
Yeah, yeah. But there's a bunch of different toppings on them, so I brought a little selection.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have cake balls, which is like the Starbucks cake pops, except these don't have a stick and they can get you high.
So you can order any of these things with THC and CBD?
Right, and they infuse the THC into it.
Uh-huh.
The only thing that I brought a THC-infused gluten-free cake to a person and had her try it out.
Why do you sound so mysterious to a person?
this person doesn't want me to name who it was, because this person hasn't done anything like this at since college. And so she tried it, and the minimal amount of THC was in this cake, and it didn't get her high, but she said she slept very well that night. So it was
At this bakery, it's all like dessert offerings.
Yeah. Well, no, they have some other stuff too. They have what do you call those little toasts with avocado toast, which they have a really funny name for them. But
yeah, and I see on your list here that you brought in breakfast tarts, huh?
Right, breakfast tarts. That's the sort of souped up Pop Tarts. Mm-hmm. And they have a cheesecake. Oh, I also had the Buzz chocolate cake, which is mousse and cream and glace with hazelnut crunch. That was really good.
All right, it's the Buzz Bakery, 705 West Belden in Chicago. News on the hour coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. You have any restaurant news items before we leave?
I do, but they're having a food truck Saturdays are at Mahalia Jackson Court this month. Mm-hmm. And they have a bunch of food trucks, and that is at, I have the address right here.
I got it here. 1 East 79th.
What? 1 East 79th at Mahalia Jackson Court from 11:30 to 2:30 on Saturday mornings. And you can try a bunch of different things. And Eater Chicago has a list of we've talked about some marshmallow places in the past. They have a list of all the best places to get gourmet marshmallows.
Oh, it's s'more season, yep. Too. EaterChicago.com. Lieutenant, can't wait to find out what you uncovered next week. Have a good one.
Hey, let's be careful out here.